Hey guys, welcome back to the Not Just a Bikini Girl podcast. This is your host, Jasmine Jeffrey. And today, as the season has officially started, I want to go into the whole warm-up show, regional show, it doesn't matter anyway scenarios, because that is a lot more common than what it used to be. I would say when I first got into the industry, it was very much the case that because there was less federations, less shows, you would kind of do maybe your regional, and that would matter to you quite heavily. And then you'd do your finals and then that would be it. Because you were only doing two shows, you'd put quite a lot of emotional and physical and all the energies possible into those two shows. Whereas what happens a lot more now is more federations, more shows, more options. And obviously with the NPC, we have got the scenario in the UK in particular, where it doesn't matter where you place currently in a regional, as long as you do your regional, then you can just crack on and do any other pro qualifier afterwards. Now, it's important to note as well for us UK girls and even European ladies as well, is in America, they have to place certain things, they have to place at certain shows at a certain level in order to qualify for the nationals and everything else. And I think if they ever do that over here, it'll be very, very interesting to see how this would change. I personally don't think they will do it for a very, very long time, if ever, just because of the, obviously America is a much bigger country than obviously the UK as a first off. And secondly, I think the impact it would have on the European competing scene in general, especially in the NPC, I just can't see them ever doing this. I might completely be wrong at some point, but I generally can't see that happening. But basically, I want to go into a little area here, because how often do you hear this sentence of, it doesn't matter, it's only regional anyway, it doesn't count or mean anything, don't even worry about it, just act as if it's just another day and just crack on. Now, it's so easier said than done to do that. Even if you know that that regional makes no difference on paper, it can potentially make a difference mentally to how you think you're potentially going to do. And a lot of people will think, well, if I don't place well on the regional, I shouldn't even bother at other shows and all this. So there's so many different ways of looking at this. So I want to go into that a little bit. And the first thing I really want to go into is, let's be 100% real here. We always look, I would say a 99.9% of people always look better after their first show. Why? Because you're holding on to a crap load of cortisol and stress like you would not believe. And a lot of times we are doing our peak week to kind of remove some of that fatigue, whereas there might be some people that are literally still digging into a deficit come Wednesday or even Thursday, and their show's on Saturday. So a lot of times we will find that a certain areas of our body, like those real sticky areas, that will need a couple more shows or will need a couple more weeks to really bring it in. And this is one benefit of having your first show. And I don't want to call it a warm-up show. I just will call it the first show, because someone's first show of the season could be their biggest show. It could be, their first regional that matters to them. It could be, it could be any level of show. But I'd say most of the time, you will end up looking better after your first show because you have wiped away load of that cortisol. You've probably rested, hopefully really well, that week of peak week. You've maybe had, some nice food, had a little bit of downtime, whether it's a day or two after the show. And a lot of times I find, especially when you've got those tricky areas, like the glute ham area is pretty much the main area, or kind of the legs in general, then you kind of need to, what I call, marinate in that kind of body weight or that sort of level of conditioning. You need to marinate there. And sometimes it might not even be the case of if you can look at your physique and go, right, I've got this really stubborn area, it might not even be the case that you need to drop any more weight. It might be the case that you kind of just need to sit, hold. And if you hold there long enough, maybe a week, 2 weeks, you will actually find that you'll start to make that condition and that body weight look better than what it did before. And a lot of times it is that mental element and getting rid of a lot of the cortisol that can get built up. And you've got to think about how much you've been nailing it and smashing it off the park for like what, 12, 16 weeks. That sometimes takes a longer than just one peak week to get rid of as well. So that's the other thing to kind of be aware of. So I've seen a lot of people this season, and it hasn't even started, but you know, leading up to this first MPC Tubros Regional in particular, putting a lot of pressure on themselves. Even if someone's saying to them, you know, this is just a regional, it doesn't matter. It's so much easier than done. And the thing is, even if we're turning up 80% or 90%, like we still want to do well. It is harder when you don't place as well as you want to. And then you're thinking, oh, it's, you know, because you can start to doubt yourself and think, well, is it even worth me continuing? Like it can really get into your own head. But we don't want to do that. So I would say the more realistic goals that you should be setting, if you are competing for the first time, if you're doing your first show, or if you're doing one of those regionals that someone says, oh, it doesn't really matter or count towards anything anyway, because we all need a goal to work towards. You can't just do a show, like just to do a show. And if someone says, oh, it's only a regional anyway, it doesn't matter, that doesn't really help our goal psyche. So I want to kind of reframe it. And there's a lot of things that you can pick up and a lot of really important intel, which I think you're going to be able to get the most from your first show of the season. So realistic goals for your first show. You need to brush off those stage nerves, okay? Doesn't matter your first time or you've been doing this, how many years, or just your second season, does not matter where on that sliding scale you will sit. You need to brush off those stage nerves because it will feel different when you haven't done it for a while, especially if you've taken a whole year out. You will feel most likely like a first timer all over again. That's totally normal. So the first thing really is to get those stage nerves, brush them off and get used to getting into that zone, because you'll be able to pick up a lot of feedback. And then when you go again, you'll be like, ah, this is fine. Like I know, this feels more familiar. I did this last week or I did this a few weeks ago, and you'll just feel a lot more at home, which means that you'll show up better for your next show. So that's obviously a really, really realistic goal, is to really get in the zone and brush off those stage nerves and really harness your tools to make sure that you're bringing your best for stage. So what is your next realistic goal? Note that I'm not going to be putting in placings for this. So next realistic goal is getting feedback for you and your coach to work and apply for other shows. Be mindful that what you see is going to be very, very different to what your coach sees, etc., etc. But you might be able to look with your coach after the show day or even on the show day and go, right, we pretty much nailed that. We might need to dial X element up, or we might need to dial this other factor a little bit down. You'll be able to get so, it's almost like a trial run period before you really go for that next show. And this will happen for every single show that you do, but especially for your first show. It's a really good like nail that you can kind of slam into the wood and go, right, this is the starting point. This is how we get better. And this is where like you can kind of start to see like a really clear path if you gain the right feedback with you and your coach from that show. So regardless whether you place first, second, third, fourth, fifth, dead last, second call outs, doesn't matter. The main goal should be getting feedback for you and your coach to work towards, and you can look at to know what you need to do for your next shows coming up. Also, close peers. It's those people that are going to tell it to you straight, because even if it's not exactly what you want to hear, it's what you need to hear. And that's the distinct difference. But be very, very mindful that you don't just start asking every Tom, Dick and Harry, because you fall into the trap of A, too many opinions, too many cooks spoil the broth situation. But also you'll get those people that probably don't want to upset you, or they don't want to throw you off. They don't know where your prep brain is at the time. So I've had it a couple of times when I've really wanted people just to tell me straight, and I feel like they've not. And I think they've not been sure how to go about that. And I've never like held it to those people, because I always think it's easier sometimes to just go, right, I'm just going to play it safe and just say something really small or not say anything at all. So what's the next realistic goal that I'm talking about here? Is very much getting opinions from the judges and also those close peers, but the ones who know the sport and is also going to tell you straight. With the judges as well, it's very important to note that when you're getting feedback from where you are right now. You might get different feedback in a couple of weeks' time when, you know, you've marinated in that physique, you've made a couple of tweaks, you've made a couple of changes, you've also been in a different lineup. So again, it's one of those that you have to take it, but also just be mindful. Don't completely like latch onto it 110%, because as we all know, the things can be subject to change and you don't get too locked in on those opinions. So refining your stage look, perfect goal setting to do here. Looking at hair, tan, you might be trying your tan for the first time, and that's a really, really great thing to do as well, by the way. If you have a show where, you know, if it doesn't count per se, or, you know, it's a small regional, just trialing out, doing your own hair, like it's a good test run. And I say you can refine things, look at where your jewelry placement is, look at the shoes that you've got, see how your hair and makeup all comes into it. Because again, you can refine it and you can literally perfect it. But the main thing is, out of all these goals I've mentioned, right, you have worked so hard for this and time flies. Seriously, you're going to blink and prep's going to be done, and it's just going to be one of those memories that you just have to like pull out of your brain. So you've worked so hard for it. You spent all the money on this. You've put everything into it. So yes, we want to do well, but don't let the pressure build up so much that you actually, like, you, thing is, this is the way I see it. Would you go, this is what I don't understand, right? I don't go to the cinema to watch a horror film. Why? I don't want to spend money on something that's going to make me feel a negative emotion, because that's just the way I am. So I put the same analogy to competing. Like, you put so much time, energy, money into this. You want to have a good time, okay? So as much as we have these really big goals, we need to remember that this is such a small moment of time and we never know how much time we have left on this planet. So make the most out of it. Don't be that person that just like goes inside themselves. Don't be that person that doesn't take any photos, gets to the end of the day and goes, I have nothing to show for this. And it's not a case of like a medal, but I have no memories. Like, you want to walk away from a show being like, yeah, that was sick. Regardless of what happened on that stage, like that was an awesome day. And that is the most important thing. I hope that has been a helpful episode for you guys. I can't believe the show season is around again. Don't understand, time is flying. But yeah, don't forget as well, you can always check out the Compaq website, which will give you every single detail that you need to know about competing, from shoes, jewelry, skin prep, tan, pre-stage, backstage, every single detail you want to need. Obviously, you've got this podcast, but you've also got the Compaq website also. And I will see you guys in the next episode.